This is the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB.
Now, dog owners across Scotland are being warned they could face criminal charges if their dog attacks an assistance dog. Police Scotland has published a film highlighting the impact of a dog attacking a registered assistance dog and reminding the public and its officers of the seriousness with which such an incident will be treated. From January 2016 to September 2017, 25 dogs from guide dogs in Scotland were attacked by other canines. 9 animals had to undergo vet treatment, leaving their owners without their lifeline support during the recovery period. That's what happened to Elaine McKenzie's guide dog, Una.
I was doing some shopping in a local supermarket and I'd come through the checkout, was getting ready to leave when what I can only describe as a thing came hurtling towards us. Una started screaming, which is a really horrible sound. Members of the public were trying to get this thing, which I then realised was a Staffordshire Bull Terrier. They were trying to get the dog off her. Weren't succeeding. The dog had actually been tied to the container that empty baskets go in. So obviously when it came in, that came in with it. Members of the public were actually hitting the dog with it. Eventually the owner turned up, got the dog off Una. And when I looked down, there was a pool of blood on the supermarket floor and this dog's muzzle in the pool of blood. Una had quite a few fairly deep puncture wounds to her neck and to her chest. I think because she was in harness, it did actually save her because the dog sort of couldn't really get hold of, you know, a lot of bits of her.
In the majority of cases, most of the aggressor dogs were not on a lead or tied up when the incidents happened, with all but one of the attacks happening in a public place. 4 people were also hurt in the attacks, while 19 owners were left emotionally affected by the incidents. Police Scotland say that while the number of attacks are low, the impacts are real. Chief Superintendent John McKenzie.
The numbers aren't large in terms of the statistics indicate 25 attacks that have been reported over the last year or so. However, it's the impact that it has on owners, the impact it has on communities, and actually by removing the lifeline of an assistance dog actually has a significant impact on the owner and their ability to function within the communities that they serve, they work, they socialise.
Police Scotland is publishing a film highlighting the impact of a dog attacking a registered assistance dog and reminding the public and its officers of the seriousness with which such an incident would be treated. Guide dog owner Elaine McKenzie is featured in the video. She says it took a lot of time for her and her dog Una to build up enough confidence to head back out together.
3 months later, after only being able to wander about in my local area, which meant like round the block, we ventured further and we kept at it till about 6 months after the attack. I was actually able to go a bit further, go uptown and things. It must have been, I would say, 9 months, a year, before she was confident enough to go back to that supermarket and actually allow me to do some shopping in there.
As a result of changes to Section 3 of the Dangerous Dogs Act in Scotland, that's the 1991 Act, any person in charge of a dog, whether they are its owner or not, can be charged if the dog in their care attacks an assistance dog. Chief Superintendent John McKenzie says there are a range of penalties which are dependent on the case.
On cases, it can be a maximum fine up to £300. But if the case was deemed significant enough to be heard on summary, there's potentially up to 6 months imprisonment, or it can be heard on petition. But I suppose the normal circumstances would be a fine. However, it's not just the monetary impact, it's the impact it has on the owner, whose dog could potentially be removed from them as well.
Niall Foley is Guide Dog Scotland's engagement manager and says the impact of an attack can be life-changing.
We've heard particularly the most extreme cases where a guide dog hasn't been able to work for a number of weeks. There have been cases where literally that person's daily lifeline out and about, whether it's work, doctor's appointments or so on, has been severely affected. And that's at the most extreme end. At the other end, we also have a message that we encourage dog owners to be responsible when they see an assistance dog, particularly if they see an assistance dog that's working in harness, to give the dog room to do its job, to give them the respect it deserves, and not let their dog interfere with an assistance dog. Where there's a persistent problem, that can have a negative impact on, say, a particular journey.
Niall also welcomes the partnership and support of Police Scotland and their efforts to highlight this issue.
The support of Police Scotland is massively important to us in this campaign. The Police Scotland have been tremendously supportive, not only in our work supporting guide dog owners on an individual level, but now with this training video and public-facing partnership to raise our key messages of responsible dog ownership. And it's fantastic to have them on board and to know that rank-and-file officers will have an understanding, not just of the law, but an empathic understanding of what guide dog owners are going through when an attack on assistance dog is reported to them by a member of the public.
Despite the best efforts of everyone involved in highlighting these problems, the reality of living through such an attack cannot be overemphasised. Lynn McKenzie says her dog Una still suffers today.
If she sees a dog she doesn't like, she'll come right in beside my legs. So I know that there's something she doesn't like. If we're in the park and she sees a dog she doesn't like, I tell her, go run. I know she's seen something by her body language. She'll take herself off maybe 20 yards and she'll wait till I whistle her back. So 6 years later, it's still actually impacting on our daily lives.
And she offers this important advice to dog owners.
Put your dog on a lead and have it on a short lead. If a member of the public could, if they knew their dog was going to react, obviously try and cross the road. Don't allow your dog to actually come right up to an assistance dog. Keep your distance.
And if you would like to share your thoughts on this story or any other you've been listening to here on The Weekly Connect, please do get in touch. You can email us theweeklyconnect@rnib.org.uk.
Thanks for downloading The Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.